Welcome everyone to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Ray.
You got injured. You had a dream to get back out there that your body couldn't handle. It was brutal to have your time cut short, and it broke you. And it broke my heart. But someone had to tear down those walls that you put up before it was too late.
Our first film is The Bronze. It's considered a black comedy. It's rated R for strong sexual content, graphic nudity, language throughout, and some drug use. The biggest thing that stands out in my head is the language throughout. It has a runtime of 104 minutes, and it's directed by Brian Buckley, who I'm going to say this is his debut theatrical film release film. He's normally known as being Mr. Super Bowl. He's directed, I would say, close to, if not over 50 spot ads during the Super Bowl games and has garnered that title. And he's made his debut as a film director in The Bronze. But the screenplay, written by Melissa Rauch and her husband, Winston, who co-wrote this film, and coming out of this, it received 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. It stars Gary Cole, Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley, Cicely Strong, Winter Soldier's Sebastian Stan as Lance, and Haley Lou Richardson, with appearances from Dominic Dawes and other Olympians. The film takes place a decade later after Hope wins the bronze, and Hope is played by Melissa Rauch. She became America's sweetheart when she ruptured her Achilles during a very prestigious gymnastics tournament. And now listeners might be saying, well, it was the Olympics or the Pan Am Games or something like that. But I actually had to go back and watch this film a second time because for those who are unaware that because of the strict standards of the IOC, this film could not say the Olympics, nor could they have shown the Olympic symbol at any point in this film. So the most you got was a colorful uniform that carbon copies an Olympic jersey, but never could you see the symbol or any indication that says Olympics, because it was forbidden for them to use it. As an audience would watch it, you would automatically make the correlation that it's an Olympics, but it's not. So they kind of gave you that sixth sense trickery in terms of what you're seeing isn't really what you're seeing, because it's never really identified. Which I thought, once I learned that, that was kind of cool in terms of smoke and mirrors and with not actually identifying what you're seeing. So Melissa Rauch plays Hope Ann Gregory. She was America's sweetheart in her performance for the U.S. team and brought home glory to her hometown of Amherst, Ohio, which is a town that's never had any celebrity or star originating from that town. So Hope has become the town's celebrity star or minor celebrity star. And Hope's routine is upended when she learns she must coach Amherst's newest gymnast prodigy, Maggie, in order for her to receive a sizable financial inheritance. Now, the hard-edged yet insecure Hope is faced with a dilemma. Does she jeopardize her hometown hero status by devotedly training this new rising star to achieve her dreams that she never could herself? Or does she attempt to sabotage the impressionable Maggie to ensure that she remains the one and only star in Amherst? And that really is the jux of the film. I will give this film 3.5 stars because the gymnastics portion of the film came across very legitimate. It was pretty solid and accurate. Even watching Haley Lou Richardson, who plays Maggie, doing her spots came across legitimate. And I couldn't tell the difference between when it was a stunt double or an actual gymnast doing her routine. And Melissa Rauch's character was pretty spot on for being a hard-edged individual. I was uncomfortable with some of the language on it. It's pretty heavy-handed in terms of language. What do you think, Evie?
Mm-hmm. I like the movie. Some of it was funny. And I guess we see another side of Melissa Rauch. She was good in this movie. Some of it was funny, you know, funny romantic, you know, although there is strong sexuality in it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a bad movie. I'd give it maybe a 7 right out of 10. Yeah, it's a funny movie, but the language is very heavy-handed. But yeah, I'd give it maybe a 7 out of 10, but there is some nudity too. So that's my viewpoint of it.
Okay, excellent.
What am I still planning?
I don't know.
Sir, don't!
Listen, don't take it personal. Wobby kills everyone. It's because he used to wet the bed.
It's important she knows.
It's not important.
What was important to the boy on the bunk underneath you who used to get dripped on at night?
Get on with it.
Just tell us what you know and he'll let you live.
Lukashenko bought some kind of virus.
When's he going to use it?
Tomorrow.
Our second film to review is The Brothers Grimsby. It's rated R for strong, crude, sexual content, graphic nudity, violence, language, and some drug use. It's directed by Louis Leterrier, a wonderful director. He's got a really strong eye for directing action films. He's directed the first two Transporter films, The Incredible Hulk starring Edward Norton, and the first Now You See Me movie, not the second one, which kind of gets him off the hook for a bad sequel. However, it's written by Sacha Baron Cohen, Peter Boynehem, and Phil Johnston. It has a runtime of 83 minutes. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it scored 37% amongst critics, and it had a higher audience score rating of 43%. I give this movie 3 out of 5 stars. It had a very strong cast. I really did enjoy Mark Strong's portrayal, and I think Sacha Baron Cohen is a brilliant comedic actor or thespian because he really invests 150% of himself in a character. And I don't know, I'm not going to say on the level of Daniel Day-Lewis, but the intensity and immersion of the method acting he does is similar to that of Daniel Day-Lewis's. I thought he gave it his all, considering Nobby is such a flawed and just crazy character. To go into the film, Sacha Baron Cohen plays Nobby, a dim-witted English football hooligan who reunites with his long-lost brother, Sebastian, played by Mark Strong, who we learn is a deadly MI6 agent. They find themselves trying to prevent a massive global terrorist attack and prove that behind every great spy is an embarrassing sibling. Nobby, Cohen's character, has everything a man from Grimsby could want, including 11 children, the most gorgeous girlfriend in northeast of England, which is played by Rebel Wilson. There's only one thing missing, and that's his little brother Sebastian, who Nobby has spent 28 years searching for after they were separated as kids. The film offers flashbacks of what led to the separation and the actual ultimate separation of these two. Now on the run and wrongfully accused, Sebastian realizes that if he's going to save the world, he will need the help of its biggest idiot. This film was moderately well received. It debuted in 8th place in the box office. It only took in $3 million on its opening weekend. It made $25 million worldwide when all was said and done. But Evie, what do you think?
Well, The Brothers Grimsby was funny. They had a lot of funny jokes in it. Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen, he actually was very fun in it, kind of like a James Bond spoof. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. A little crude for my taste, but nevertheless, less funny. Yeah, I would give it maybe, overall, maybe a 7 out of 10, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was well made. I laughed through the whole thing. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't realize how funny SBC was. I did enjoy it, but I just caution you about the crude swearing and the visuals and stuff like that.
It was funny. I don't know if you saw the... it was on Jimmy Kimmel when I first got wind of the movie, and he was promoting the film.
Okay.
And this is called Standards and Practices on television. They're like the watchdogs for like what is considered adequate for family viewing or at a certain time frame.
Okay.
So he was on, and he was promoting a trailer for the film.
Okay.
And they said they couldn't air this for the audience, like for the viewing audience. It was that extreme.
Really?
And is the elephant scene.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So they couldn't show it on network television. So what they did was they had a happy compromise. And so what they were able to do was show you all the events leading up to that one scene.
Okay.
And then they cut to the audience's reaction in the studio for Jimmy Kimmel. Kind of like YouTube where you see like two girls, one cup, and you see the people's responses to that.
Okay.
And so we get to see how people responded to the scene that we can't see on as television viewers because it's questionable for standards and practices. So that's what got my interest to the movie when I first got wind of this movie.
Right.
And then when you see it, and I mentioned it as being elephants. That's all I will leave
at
that.
Yeah.
It is quite the extreme version. I'll give this movie 3 stars out of 5.
Okay.
I give him a high praise because of his commitment. This is one of the roles where it's not a mockumentary. Okay. This is actual acting from the script. So I thought he did this pretty, playing a hooligan from Grimsby, it's pretty solid. So
you're right.
All right. And then that will end our podcast. I am Ray.
I'm Heavy.
We'll talk to you later.